Now, look, folks, obviously there's a time and place for everything, right? There's times when we have to preach sensational sermons against certain topics, against certain people, call out names, and it's going to be an exciting sermon. And other times when we're just teaching doctrine, where you're just going to have to discipline yourself to be ready to hear, to listen, and to apply that which is being taught. We need both. So let's talk about the wrong type of sensationalism. Number one, sensationalism is wrong, and we already mentioned it, when it's coupled with inaccuracy. This is the individual that's simply putting on a show. We're talking about preaching here, okay? Their presentation, so to speak, you know, they got a lot of bells and whistles, but not a whole lot of gas in the tank, okay? It's very shallow. This preaching has a lot of yelling and a lot of screaming, but very little Bible content. And this is exactly what Hananiah is doing. Because he's saying, thus saith the Lord, when the Lord hath not spoken to him. And look, folks, there's pastors that get up all the time. They get up all the time and they preach weird sermons. And guess what? They're lying, whether they know it or not. Okay? They get up and they preach the flat earth. You're a liar. You are a liar. You are inaccurate. And you can slobber and do this show and foam out the mouth all you want. You can yell, kick, and scream, but the information is inaccurate. You need to have both, okay? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians, go to James chapter 3 if you would, James chapter 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 1 says, therefore seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. The Apostle Paul is saying, hey, when we preach, we're going to preach with accuracy. Now look, folks, this is not to say that pastors can't make mistakes. Obviously, we make mistakes. We're human. We're sinners. We're not infallible people. We're going to make mistakes. But hold on a second. When you make just severe doctrinal mistakes about salvation, severe doctrinal mistakes about things that are just common sense, severe doctrinal mistakes in regards to the Word of God, the King James Bible, you know, that raises a question. You probably shouldn't be a pastor. And look, and if you're sensational and you're preaching inaccurately, that probably shows that you're being a pastor for the wrong reason.